Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about a book that honestly feels like it was written for our current moment, John the Fifth. Petrocelli's The Life-Changing Science of Detecting Bullshit. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you listen to people, or was that just me?
Oh, it absolutely did. Hi there, Sam. Hi, everyone. And yeah, this book is one of those rare reads that makes you feel like you've been walking around with a blindfold on. Petrocelli isn't just teaching you how to spot lies, he's giving you a whole new lens for understanding why people say what they say.
Right. And I love that he starts by drawing a really sharp line between lying and bullshitting. A liar knows the truth and deliberately hides it. But a bullshitter, they don't care about the truth at all. Their only goal is to serve their purpose in the moment.
Exactly.
And that makes bullshit way more dangerous because it's harder to detect. The liar is at least acknowledging that truth exists by trying to conceal it. The bullshitter operates in a world where truth is irrelevant.
Which is terrifying when you think about how much of what we hear every day from politicians, from advertisers, even from colleagues, and fits that description. They're not lying, exactly, but they're also not tethered to reality.
And Petrocelli explains why we're so vulnerable to it. He talks about apophenia, our brain's tendency to see patterns and meaning where none exist. Plus, we're drawn to confident speakers and simple explanations, even when complexity is warranted.
Yeah, the part that got me was how much social pressure plays into it. In a lot of professional settings, admitting uncertainty is seen as weakness. So we learn to speak authoritatively about things we don't fully understand. And that culture rewards bullshit.
Right.
The person who sounds confident gets promoted, trusted, followed, and regardless of accuracy. So it's not just an individual problem. It's systemic. Petrocelli calls for what he terms epistemic vigilance, constantly monitoring the reliability of the information we receive.
That phrase, epistemic vigilance, really stuck with me. It's not about being paranoid or distrusting everyone. It's about automatically considering the source, the evidence, and the plausibility of every claim, especially claims that are vague or untestable.
He gives a great example. Someone says the universe is connected in ways we cannot understand. Sounds profound, but it's essentially meaningless because it can't be tested or verified. That's classic bullshit.
And he also gets into the role of jargon and buzzwords. Bullshitters use complex terminology to create an impression of expertise. One of his best tests is to ask for clarification. If someone can't explain their claim in simple, concrete terms, they probably don't understand it themselves.
That is such a powerful tool. It forces the bullshitter to either reveal their ignorance or retreat into more obfuscation. And it works in almost any context, from a sales pitch to a political speech.
He also talks about self-deception, which I wasn't expecting. We bullshit ourselves all the time, telling stories about our abilities or our futures that aren't backed by evidence. It's comforting, but it prevents growth.
The antidote he offers is intellectual humility, that willingness to say, I don't know, and to revise your beliefs when new evidence comes in. It's hard, especially in a culture that rewards certainty, but it's essential.
And he doesn't let us off the hook ethically either. Bullshit isn't just a cognitive problem, it's a moral one. When we bullshit, we're manipulating others for our own benefit, and that erodes trust.
Which is why it's so dangerous in public life. When people can't agree on basic facts and leaders speak with no regard for truth, democracy itself is threatened. Petrocelli is optimistic, though. He believes we can do better through education and collective action.
I love that he ends with a call to action. This isn't just about protecting yourself. It's about creating cultures that value truth and reward honesty. And it starts with each of us being more vigilant and more honest.
So, what's the one thing you're taking away from this book, Sam?
It's that simple question. Can you explain that in plain language? If they can't, red flag. That one habit would save us from so much nonsense.
That's a good one. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. For me, the takeaway is simple. Bullshit thrives when we stop asking questions. So keep asking them. We'll see you in the next one.